Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzz with you today, talking sustainability in the beef industry with Jude Capper. We're back with Jude in just a moment.
Stillwater Milling Company has served customers since 1891, and you're invited to be part of the culture. Stillwater Milling Company thinks they have the best customers in the world. If you haven't experienced the quality of A&M feeds and our top caliber service, it's time you did. Make the best choice. Call Stillwater Milling Company today at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer location nearest you. Stillwater Milling Company and A&M Feeds, the best choice for livestock feed.
It's a special replacement cow and bull sale at McAllister Stockyard Saturday, February 13th at noon. The sale will feature over 700 head of bred heifers, open heifers, pairs, bred cows, and bulls. It will include 20 Hereford heifers bred to Brahma bulls in the second stage, 25 Hereford heifers bred to registered Brahma bulls in the third stage, plus many more. New buyers need to register before sale day. For a complete listing, go to www.mcallisterstockyards.com or call 918-423-2834. 918-423-2834.
She's active in the world of social media, known as the Bovide Diva. Got an active blog, she tweets, she's on Facebook, and she's well-known in the world of livestock sustainability. In fact, she's now an independent livestock sustainability consultant, grew up in England, has spent a good bit of time on this side of the Atlantic as well, in places like Cornell University, Washington State University, where she had a faculty position, has been involved in the cattle industry in Bozeman, Montana, right now based back in England once again. But she was in our nation's capital this week talking with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association and also involved in some talks with EPA over the sustainability of the beef cattle industry in this country. Dr. Jude Capper says we have a great story to tell.
The beef industry's made some really fabulous gains over the past 40 years or so. We had some work published back in 2009 now, actually funded by the beef industry, and we examined 1977 compared to 2007. And as we all know, we do better than our parents, our grandparents, and our great-grandparents did in terms of feeding, breeding, housing, caring for cattle. What those gains mean is that we've improved carcass weight per animal over that time, and we've also cut the total number of days that any animal needs to come to market. So in total, per pound of beef in 2007, we need 12% less water, we need 30% less land, and we've seen a 16% decrease in the carbon emissions per pound of beef. And those are really great achievements on behalf of everybody in the cattle industry.
And Jude says that today's U.S. beef industry is able to produce more beef with a smaller environmental footprint than ever before. The numbers are incredible, but she says it's important that we not just use scientific data in telling the story. We have to also let consumers know that we care about what we're doing.
We have a kind of a twofold approach here. The very important thing is obviously to lead with the data and with the science. And if we don't do that, we don't have a message that resonates well with people. But it's important not just to lead with science, 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 because if we do that, people simply think that we don't care, that we're just focused on the data, on the numbers. So we have to find that common ground. We have to help people understand that we care about the land, the animals, the water, and the air. And that overall, we want to make the world in 10 years, 20 years, 50 years a better place for our kids and our grandkids. And it's how we do that and still make safe, affordable, nutritious beef every single day all plays into this arena.
The Bovide Diva, Dr. Jude Capper on beef sustainability. A great story that we've got to tell. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app. Featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
At your Beef Buzz, I'm Ron Hayes reporting. And the Bovide Diva says we've done a great job in combining new technologies with the way that we really care about the animals, and that's a winning combination in sustainability for our beef cattle industry.
Absolutely. So ultimately, if we can make more beef using less water, less land, fewer resources overall, then that has that twofold benefit, a lower environmental impact, but also a lower economic cost, both to the producer, to the retailer, and to the consumer, that keeps beef affordable for all of us. So for example, if we look at implants, if we look at beta agonists, if we look at better disease control, anything that we do to improve productivity to help that individual animal perform to its genetic best, as it were, is going to give us those gains.
Independent livestock sustainability consultant, the bovine diva, Dr. Jude Capper. Have a great day, everybody. That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com.